Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to give you all the glory this morning. We magnify your name because you have been so good to us. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. Thank you for the preservation of your children. Thank you, God, for every provision. And Lord, we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Lord, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that, Lord, you will make this word this morning to touch the life of your children and to bring impartation upon everyone's life in the name of Jesus. That, Father, after this program, our life will never and never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord, and blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Oh, I want to welcome you all heartily to this program this morning. I believe I meet you well. I hope it is well with you, well with your family, and well with you in all things. To God be the glory. I am sure that, look, as we are progressing into the year, the Lord will surprise you. There are divine surprises for you this year. In fact, in the month of February, I'm sure that many people will see the surprise of the year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I want to share with you on a new glory. Last time we talked on, from shame to glory. But today we will be talking on a new glory. And I want to believe that God will bring a new glory, glory that you have been looking onto into your life through this program in the name of Jesus. That, you know, after this program, you become a celebrity in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. A new glory. Actually, we said glory means, you know, public praise. You know, glory means honor. You know, it means fame. It means magnificence or great beauty. Now, let me say this very well before we go into the, you know, the middle of the program, that there are three categories of man's glories. There are three categories of a man's glory. Number one category is some people who have never been celebrated in life. Some people have never been celebrated in life. Some people throughout last year, there was no celebration in their family. Throughout last year, no celebration concerned their lives. That is to say, there is no glory. Or the glory has been defeated. The glory has been destroyed. But I want to believe that that will change in your life this year. You know, a life where you have never been celebrated. I met a woman some time ago. She told me that she has never had any celebration in life. In life, no celebration. In fact, her children that are supposed to be in their husband's house, they are over 40, you know, going to 50, and yet no wedding, no celebration. So the woman told me and said, I don't even know the type of life I'm living. I don't know why I'm in this world. I said, no, woman, you are in this world for a purpose. And thank God, when we pray together, the God of glory visited her. And you know what happened? She's already in celebration. She has celebrated, you know, in many ways. I see you like that too in the name of Jesus. Probably the celebration you're supposed to have last year, it has been delayed. Now it is released to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll be going from glory to glory. You know, your life will carry meaningful glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children will carry meaningful glory in the name of Jesus. So there are some people who have never been celebrated in life. That is the first category. Number two category of man's glory is that there are some people who have been celebrated before, but now those things celebrated have departed. Can you see now? The thing that was celebrated in their life as what? Have been departed. That was the case, you know, of Eli and his children. The thing that was celebrated have been departed. Can you see now? Now, I don't know, probably before you have been great in life, right before the Lord have helped you in life, but today you are nothing again. Before you are somebody, before things were so good for you, before you are making it, before, you know, life was so rosy for you. But today there is nothing again. I know of a man using a vehicle before, using a car before, if I using up to 6 cars before, but today is now on foot charging. Nothing again, nothing. I know of somebody who has houses before, you know, he has up to 12 houses, but today they have sold everything. Why? Because the things that normally bring joy to him has turned to sadness. Yours will not be like that. I say again, in the name of Jesus, your home will not be like this. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the glory have departed. Can you see now? So glory can come and then glory can depart. So, you know, this is a very devastating, but if you are in this category this morning, that you have been enjoying wonderfully well before in this world, but today there is nothing to celebrate, God will visit you. I say God will visit you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is this third category. These are some people who are currently being celebrated, enjoying God's glory. Can you see? Right now, they are in their celebration. Right now, they are in their glory. Oh, I see you in this position. Your glory has come. Oh, your glory has come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, these people, they are being celebrated. The whole world celebrated. You know, in the society, they are being celebrated. You know, they are ushered into from glory to glory. I see that in you this morning. I see God restoring this glory to you this morning. Joseph was like that. You know, in fact, Joseph was in these three categories. Can you see now? But at last, he was celebrated. You know, well, let me say this one. Let's go to the Bible. Genesis 37. Genesis 37. Now, I want us to read verse number 3. Genesis 37, verse number 3.
Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Wow. Can you see now? So, you know, the father, that is the father of Joseph, you know, made him, you know, what now? A coat of many colors. A coat of many colors. You know, that coat of many colors is a coat of glory. We call it man-made glory anyway. You know, the glory came upon him because of the love of his father. Can you see now? He was distinctly loved by the father. He was genuinely loved. You know, the father loved him, and so he made for him coat of many colors. And we have been told by somebody that coat of many colors bring many troubles. Can you see now? Coat of many colors bring many troubles. That was why we were told that, you know, there was envy. His brethren hated him. You know, when your glory comes, there will be hatred. When your glory comes, there will be envy. You know, people that are with you today, when God start to lift you, you will see men walking against you. You know, that is life for you to know. You know, when God start to lift you, there are some people that they will gang up against you to destroy your life. That was what happened to Joseph. You know, what dignified him, Joseph, from his brothers was his beautiful cloth, which was later stripped of him by his brother. Can you see now? He was envied. You know, a time will come that people will envy you because of what God will do in your life. You know, a new glory is coming in your life this morning. Look, it will bring envy. It will bring jealousy. But excuse me, don't be moved. People will talk about you. Don't forget, it has been said that when you get to the top, you become a topic. When you get to the top, you become a topic. You know, people will talk. When new glory comes, there will be attention upon you. Oh, there's going to be great attention. People will mention your name every day. And you know what now? Some will talk out of envy. Some will talk out of jealousy. But look, you just be yourself. Why? Because your time has come. And speaking to somebody here this morning, as you are hearing me in your various houses and where you might be, that your time has come. You know, a time came that the time of Joseph came and it was celebrated. Now, what is happening right now? Bible says, we're told that, you know, Joseph, you know, they strip you off of that glory. That glory, you know what happened? Let's see Genesis 37, 31. Genesis 37, 31.
And he took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood.
Now, can you see they took his coat? They think they have taken his glory. Can you see now? They took his coat and killed a kid of goats and dipped the coat in the blood. What now happened? 32 now.
And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no."
Wow, can you see? They wanted to kill a destiny. You know, the moment God is lifting you in life, you know, there will be opposition. Opposition means people who are opposing your position. They are opposing, you know, your lifestyle. And that one happened to Joseph. But you know what now? Aside from the beautiful cloth, Joseph still had his dream. Even though they stripped him of his coat, they took his coat from him, but they cannot take his dream, you know, from him. When people take your coat from you, don't forget your dream. Don't forget what God has told you. Don't forget the vision. Don't forget what God has said to you, because God who has spoken will fulfill it. You know, let men do what they can do to you. Let them talk about you. You just put your faith in God that what God said in your life will surely come to pass. I see you rising above every altar of jealousy this morning. I see you moving forward despite opposition. Even if God can help Joseph, he can also help you. If God can help people in the past years, it is now your turn also. So what now happened? Joseph was stripped, you know, they took his beautiful coat, they told his father that an animal has killed him, and the father cried and mourned. Oh my God. The father cried and mourned. I pity Jacob. Why? Because Jacob too has deceived people, and it is now his time to be deceived. Hear me. Whatsoever a man sow, that he shall reap. Whatsoever a man sow, that he shall reap. Jacob too have sowed the seed of himself. He deceived his father. He deceived many people. Now his children are now deceiving him. Can you imagine that? You know, I want you to know that life is full of reciprocation. What you do today is what you have to tomorrow. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our anointing stroke yoke destruction service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta, by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil, and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking on a new glory, and we are looking at the life of Joseph. You know what now? You know, despite all that the enemy did to Joseph, we're told that God, you know, gave Joseph a new glory. Despite how the enemy tried to destroy the glory in his life, but yet God, in his mercy, gave Joseph a new glory. I see you having a new glory this morning. I see God do a new thing over your life this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 4, verse number 2. Psalm 4, verse number 2.
O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after listening?
So people want to turn the glory of life to shame. Have you seen that? But they will not in Jesus' name. That your child that, you know, the Lord is putting greater glory upon, the Lord will preserve that child in the name of Jesus. God will preserve that child in the name of Jesus Christ. So it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there are five things were given to Joseph at his level of restoration of glory. When God came with a new glory, five things happened, you know, in the life of Joseph. Five things happened in the life of Joseph. And I want you to see very well. Let's go, you know, if you have your Bible with you, you know, you can look at Genesis 41 and let's read verse 42. Genesis 41, verse number 42.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt.
Wow. My oh man. Now, when you look at those scriptures from verse 40, 41 to 44, we read, we are still going to read up to 46. Number 43 is the king's signet ring. You know? Is the king's signet ring. The king in that verse 41 says, Pharaoh gave in, he took his ring off his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand. That shows the sign is a mark of unquestionable authority. You know, authority was transferred to Joseph. Authority to rule. Can you see now? The new glory brought a new authority over Joseph. He was talking about controlling small space before, but now he's now controlling the whole Egypt. Can you see now? When a new glory comes, you know, greater authority is bestowed upon you. You know, authority over kingdom of darkness, authority to reign in life, authority to become what God wants you to be in life, authority to become, you know, what your destiny should look like, you know. So the ring is, you know, a mark of authority. I see you coming up in authority. I see you coming up, you know, to occupy it in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two thing that happened, you know, when this thing come was that Bible says they gave him a royal fine linen. Wow. Hallelujah. Let's read that verse 42 again. Yes.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen.
Now, they gave him a new coat of fine linen. Now, they have destroyed one. They have destroyed the one that his father gave to him. Now, Pharaoh now gave him a better one. Hear me. Better things are on the way for you. The one that the world destroyed, don't forget about that, because new one is coming. You know, new glory is coming. I know that the world have dealt with you before. They have destroyed some things in you. But hear me, God is bringing a new one that is even much more glorious than the one that was destroyed. Can you say bigger amen? You know, I see God restoring back your glory, restoring back in hundredfold. I prophesy to you, hear me this morning, God is restoring back the glory that the devil has destroyed your life, destroyed your family, and is bringing it forth in hundredfold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what now happened? You know, Bible says that the Pharaoh gave Joseph a royal fine linen cloth that is better than the one that his envious brother stripped off from him. Hallelujah. Bible says the glory of the latter shall be greater. So there is a glory this year. There is a glory that is coming on your way. What you have lost last year, what they have destroyed many years back in your life, in your business, I see God is restoring it back this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So a new glory is on the way. I want to greet you this morning. I am so sure you that you are hearing me, that a new glory is now coming into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So that cloth is a cloth of glory. Oh my God. That cloth is a cloth of glory. There's somebody that came to us sometimes ago. She saw herself wearing a new glory, a new cloth, after she have passed through many situations in life. You know what now? Truly, God is took back that glory. Huh? I see God doing that to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Number three thing was that was 42, you know, we're told that they put a golden chain upon his neck. Yes.
And put a golden chain about his neck.
You know, that is ornament. You know, that his life was decorated. Can you see now? You know, his life was decorated, was full of glory. I see your life also being decorated this morning in the name of Jesus. So a chain was put around his neck. That is sonship. That is sonship. You know, that is to say that you belong to. That is to say you are part of this glory. So they put a chain on his neck. Don't forget, number one thing they put on him, what they gave him was a signet ring. That is authority. Number two, they gave him a royal fine linen, which is that to the glory of now will be better or greater than that of yesterday. And number three, they gave him a golden chain round about his neck, which is decoration and is for sonship. Number four thing that they gave to Joseph was that the king's chariot, you know, was moving. Let's read it in verse number 43. Yes.
And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And he cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over the land of Egypt.
Wow, can you see now? The king, King Pharaoh now gave him, you know, a chariot. Oh my God. Oh, I don't know. Joseph would think that he was dreaming when Pharaoh was doing what he said. Because yesterday was just a prisoner. Can you see a prisoner that was caught to prison to interpret the king's dream and see what is happening in his life? See the glorious thing that is happening. Your own time has come. When your own time comes, it will be like a dream. Ah, it will be as if to say, am I dreaming? Like a lady told me, said, no, you don't have a wedding. I said, I don't know if I'm dreaming or not. Am I the one doing this wedding? Because she has gone through many things in life. She has gone through many affairs in life. But she saw herself putting on a glorious, you know, wedding dress. And she was dancing. And she was asking people, am I the one dancing? Am I the one doing this wedding? Because she thought, can it happen again? But it happened. You see, your own two is happening. Your own two is happening right now. Hey, your own thing is happening right now. A new glory has come. It's happening right now. Oh, you know, they put Joseph on the chariot. Not ordinary chariot, king's chariot. In those days, chariot is not just ordinary thing. You know, chariot is like an aeroplane of today. Can you see now? So the king gave Joseph. Is what the meaning of that chariot? Is that he should be moving from glory to glory. Moving from glory to glory. You know, I see God giving you a chariot this morning to move. You are no more stagnated. You are no more in a place. Joseph is now to cover the whole of Egypt. You know, God has increased, you know, his strength and grace. I see God doing for you. Even though today you look so small, today your business looks so small, but tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, people will see you and they will glorify God. Why? Because God is enlarging you. When glory comes, there will be enlargement. You know, there will be enlargement. You know, you will no longer be small again. You know, when glory comes, you know, you become, you know, prominent. You know, you become known. And that is you. I'm describing you this morning. And so it shall be in Jesus. All you have to do is to make sure you are a child of God. You know, that you are born again. Because those who can enjoy his glory are those who are genuinely born again. Those who have given his life to him. Those who have given their life to Jesus, those who are tongue-watched, blood-watched, tongue-spoken, those who are thinking about their heaven, those who are thinking about what they can do to know to impact their own world, they are the ones that we have this glory. Praise the name of the Lord. So what now happened? You know, a shadow was given to him, you know, and it will move from glory to glory. And then the last thing was an escort. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Let's read that verse 43 again. Yes.
And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and he cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt.
Just like the governor of today. You know, so they cried before him, siren before him. You know, he's now a VIP. Don't forget he was a prisoner yesterday. Today, you know, when glory comes, his level changed, his position changed. You know, somebody was a prisoner who was not known. You know, he's now becoming great. I wonder where, you know, the people that put him in jail, where they are. You know, I wonder where Potiphar's wife. I wonder where Potiphar is this time around. I wonder where the wife is, you know, where they are right now. I don't know. You know, but God, as a prisoner, God will bless you in the presence of your enemy. Hear me, people of God. Your enemy will know that. They will see your glory. Your enemy, they are not going anywhere. They will see you rising this year in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, what does it mean now? So, Joseph now, people now cry before him. An escort, you know, an escort. You know, your detractor will announce your new glory. It is your detractors. People that, you know, just like Mordecai and Haman. You know, it was Haman that was taking Mordecai, what? Around the old city. Where? On the king's horse. And this was Haman that wanted to kill Mordecai. This was Haman that was after the life of Mordecai. But till is torn aside. Thing is torn. That this armor became, you know, an escort. Hey, God is changing things for you. Those who want to destroy your life, they'll become your messenger. They'll become, you know, your boy in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. God never change. What I'm telling you is happening in your life. You know, Hebrews 13:8 says God is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. If God can change the life of Joseph, He can also change your life. I see a new glory upon you, a new glory upon this nation, Nigeria. Nigeria is changing, being transformed in the name of Jesus, and we shall see His glory when He comes. Thank you for listening to this word this morning. I would love to see you tomorrow in the church, where the message will also continue, and I will also continue this message next week in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. See you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.